Well, I think we all can say we love our flip-flops, but it's time to put them away and go for something new. Our fashionista Andy Page has this tip for this week. Hello, Andy.
Hello. Let me just tell you, everyone has come to a screeching halt. Are you kidding? Put away my flip-flops? We love flip-flops, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, flip-flops are everything, and we probably have 5, 4, maybe even 10 pair in our closet. I know I do. And we wear them from everything to church to the White House.
For sure.
But this year, I'm not saying get rid of your flip-flops. I'm saying that what we want to do is we want to modify that look and freshen it for things like shorts and rompers and date nights and, you know, heading out. So the modification is the slide.
What is the slide?
The slide is a beautiful, basic, you know, strap that goes over the foot. So the big shift here is there's nothing in between your toes. It's all about simple strapping on top of your foot.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Now, you know, one of the first things that comes to mind is the Birkenstock.
Oh, right. Yep.
Because that is, you know, your basic Jesus sandal, if you will. But I'm not talking about taking it quite that earthy. I'm talking about doing something that has a little more modernity to it. And you're going to find lots of things that I've pinned on Pinterest and on my website. But what I'm encouraging people to do is not choose to follow this trend in a rubber or in a plastic version. But let this be the one shoe that you invest in for this season, and go ahead and do it in a leather or a fantastic canvas, and wear this with your nicer shorts, your dresses, your rompers, so that it will elevate all of your last year's, you know, items that are hanging in your wardrobe, and you will feel fresh for the seasons to come. I've actually pinned a couple that I absolutely love, a metallic leather one, and there's also one with a little fringe that's really cool. And so instead of flip-flops this year, choose a slide, and you will be super, super chic, and it will make everything, like I said, feel a little fresher.
And how are these expensive shoes?
Well, that's a really good point. I mean, it's a sandal, so of course they're going to be, you know, relatively inexpensive. It's not like investing in a boot or something, you know, in the wintertime. But of course, you know, designers are going to come out with your $200 ones, let's be honest. But I'm sure you can find something in the $20 to $30 range. The biggest thing that I don't want people to do is to buy the $5 ones. You know, you can buy the $5 ones to do laundry, but when it comes to, you know, making things look a little special, go ahead and look for the one in the $20 to $30 range, and it will absolutely freshen everything.
Okay, there you go. We're trying to slide into spring with this week's fashion tip on our fashionista, Andy Page.
You got it. For more tips like this, head to my website, and be sure to pick up my book, Sense of Style.